Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costa, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and whoever the hell you are. Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and visit BetMGM.com, and you can make it legendary. All right, 20 minutes from now, Femi and I will roll through our early bets and thoughts for Week 15 in the NFL. All our bets for tonight will close the show 40 minutes from now. Just to reiterate, top news story of the day, Philip Rivers signing to the Indianapolis Colts practice squad at 44 years old, with Riley Leonard dealing with a knee sprain, may not play this week on the road at Seattle. Daniel Jones torn Achilles. Anthony Richardson not ready to come off injured reserve. And Brett Rypien, bad at football. So we might get, what a sentence. We might get Philip Rivers coming up on Sunday for the Indianapolis Colts on the road at Mike McDonald and the Seattle Seahawks. Current betting market, Seattle 13.5, total 42.5. And my guess is if and when Rivers plays on Sunday, if he starts on Sunday, I think he probably will. If that happens, this spread's going over 14. 14.5 at minimum would be my guess. I think there'll be a ton of interest in Seattle. I think I might want to bet the Colts if that's the case. Rivers a smart player. Steichen's going to scheme it up. It's a huge number for Seattle to have to cover, and the Colts defense is not terrible. It's not, even without Sauce Gardner likely to play in the game. And just on the process for Indy here, signing Philip Rivers, not all situations are created equal. And the example that I used at the beginning of the show was, you know, if like Shedeur Sanders gets hurt for the Browns and Dylan Gabriel's out, the Browns are not signing Philip Rivers. That the Browns are incentivized to lose. Right, with their two first-round picks and in need of a quarterback. No matter how good you think Shedeur is, I'm guessing that they'll have their sights set on a quarterback. The Colts don't have a first-round pick in the next two drafts. They have to win. And you have to roll the dice and break glass in case of emergency when you're faced with a situation like this. So I don't hate this for Indianapolis, even if I acknowledge it's crazy and it's like something out of a Hallmark movie and maybe it blows up in their face. They absolutely had to do something. And I think we're going to see Rivers start this Sunday. And if not this Sunday, then maybe next week against the San Francisco 49ers. We'll have that conversation about how to bet the game, and we'll see where the betting market goes if and when that's announced that Philip Rivers is going to play. Femi, the first game in the NBA Cup quarterfinals starting in 6 minutes in Orlando. Magic, basically a one-point favorite against the Heat. Total 235.5. No Franz Wagner for Orlando. High ankle sprain in the last game. Anthony Black will start in place of Franz Wagner. And Black has been really good this season for the Orlando Magic. And that's a huge piece for them, potentially. Former top five pick in the NBA draft from a couple of years ago. How are you betting this game, if at all, Heat at Magic in the NBA Cup quarters in Orlando?
Yeah, you know, obviously Eric Spoelstra, head coach of the Miami Heat. His teams are really good, usually in these kinds of games. But I'm going to be on the opposite side. I'm going to be Oppo Taco of our guy Matt Moore from the Action Network, who we had on in the last hour. I think the Orlando Magic are going to win this game. So I laid the one. You can bet -115 or -118 on the money line. What are the chances it lays one? Famous last words, but I'll lay the one at -110. I just like this Orlando team defensively. I know like it got off to a rocky start earlier this year. They've been pretty poor on that end of the floor, but Anthony Black, good defender. Franz Wagner, like with him out of the lineup, maybe they get ratcheted up a little bit. I think Orlando protects their home floor where they're usually pretty good against their rivals. So give me the Magic to win this game. So I laid the one. I think they're going to go ahead and hold serve at home as the chalk favorite here tonight.
I think I'm going to pass the game. I think I'm going to pass.
That's fair.
Which makes me sad.
Well, you got your Knicks playing.
I do, and I like the Knicks. I said it earlier when Matt joined us. No RJ Barrett, like, and I'll echo Matt's sentiments because I was literally going to say the same exact thing that he said. Like, without RJ Barrett, the Raptors are an entirely different team. Like, whether you think you, the listener, you, the viewer, you, Femi, whether we think this is crazy or not, like, doesn't matter. Like, it's the truth. They're way worse without him. And the defense has gotten worse. I think the Knicks are going to railroad the Raptors tonight. Like, I love the Knicks tonight. I agree with the move out towards the Knicks in the betting market. I want to bet Miami for the reasons that Matt gave, right? Which is, like, Franz is kind of, even if we all think Paolo's the best player on the Magic, right? Even if we think Paolo's the best player, Franz is kind of like the straw that stirs the drink. And without him tonight, and with Spoelstra on the other side, I kind of want to bet Miami. But we do have the fallen hero spot, right? The first game without a star player in Franz. Mm-hmm. So we want to bet Orlando tonight. And I'm kind of in between the two options and don't know what I want to do. I want to bet Miami, but I don't think I'm going to. I think I'm going to pass the game and just bet on the Knicks tonight. And I have a couple of college basketball bets to get to at the end of the show. So I'm passing this game. Femi, you are on the Orlando Magic.
I will be sweating the Magic. Tip off in like 4 minutes. I got it up right now in the office. A little Amazon Prime action for the NBA Cup. So, yeah. I'm on Orlando.
Okay. So we have a couple options of stuff we can do here. We can do some baseball. We'll save the college hoops for the end of the show.
Well, Brad, we do have a couple 6:30 games for college
hoops.
What do
we got? Lay it out for us. Yeah.
So we have, I know, Mike, you have the full screen graphic here for the 6:30 games. Villanova at Michigan. That will be the game out there in where do they play? In Ann Arbor. And then Clemson versus BYU. That's actually in your neck of the woods at the Garden, Madison Square Garden.
Jimmy V Classic. Yeah.
Correct. I have bets on both games. I don't know if you have any bets on them. I like the under in this Nova Michigan game. Michigan's defense is ridiculously good. Like, it's the best defense in the country. And Villanova already plays at a slower tempo. They're going to try to shorten the game because they know that they cannot hang with Michigan. And Michigan plays fast. They're going to try to slow them down. I think they might be able to accomplish it a little bit, but by and large, even if they're not able to, Michigan's defense will put the clamps on Villanova. So I'm betting under 154 in that game. And then in the game in the Garden, I'm rocking with Clemson plus +5.5 against BYU. BYU's playing a lot of these games in these neutral site environments. Boston, like, they just feel like they're all over the place. I think they might catch them slipping a little bit here. Maybe like Clemson, not like the team that you might think of as a marquee matchup, even though it's at the Garden. I think Clemson used this as a nice litmus test to see where they're at early in the season. So give me the 5.5 with the Tigers against BYU.
Okay. I don't have a bet in the Clemson BYU game. I just enjoy AJ DeBonsa thoroughly. I bet Michigan. So I laid Michigan. It's a huge price, obviously. I don't think, and the only reason I say this, it's not because people like don't know. Addy's doing lyrics in the chat. What are you talking about?
It's that Fergie song. Like, you got me slipping, stumbling.
Oh yeah. And you get calling me love. Yeah, she wrote song. Stumbling and I wanted to do Stumbling In. Do you know that song? The Yacht Rock song?
Our love is alive.
Do 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 do. Now you keep going. Yes, thank you.
I did.
Just stop.
It took you like 5 seconds. There's a stumbling in. They actually created like a dance remix of that song, and it's fire. It's fantastic.
TikTok or where?
No, it's on like the radio.
Oh, like a dance song remix.
Like gotcha. like a dance remix of Stumbling In. That is gotcha. That is terrific. Gotcha. I don't think people understand, and it's not to insult the intelligence of our listeners and viewers, like you're huge sports fans. It's just like we're all paying attention to football right now. And maybe you're not paying a lot of attention to college basketball. That's okay. That's why we're here. Michigan has already won 4 games this season, including one against Gonzaga on a neutral. Gonzaga's freaking awesome.
Awesome. They destroyed Kentucky in Nashville. They're awesome.
Kentucky. Well, I don't even know if that's. Oh. Yeah, like Mark.
Boogie Cousins is tweeting.
Yeah.
he says they ain't got no heart. And Mark.
Yeah, we might have white smoke coming out of the chimney in Lexington to elect a new Pope with the way this is going for Mark right now with Kentucky. It's really bad. $22 million roster. They get obliterated in every game. Michigan beat Gonzaga. No one thinks Gonzaga's bad. Everyone thinks Gonzaga's awesome. Michigan literally beat them 101-61. They've won 4 games this season by 40 points or more. I'm not saying they're going to win the title. Actually, I still think Purdue's going to win. I still like Purdue. Purdue got housed by Iowa State over the weekend. And earlier in the show, and I was like, the team that no one's thinking about is Iowa State. That Iowa State can maybe win the title. TJ Otzelberger has this. They went into Mackey. And they beat the number one team in the country and embarrassed them, beat them by 23. Fletcher Lawyer was bad in the game, but I kind of still really like Purdue. I still kind of think Purdue's the best. Kaufman Wren didn't play well. I still think Purdue's really good. But I don't think people understand, like, because you may look at this, at the spread of this game, and this would be me, right, if I weren't really paying attention to college basketball yet and think, wow, like Villanova must be really bad again. It's like, no, it's just Michigan is a tank. Michigan's a wagon. I'll lay the points with Michigan. I have no opinion on the BYU-Clemson game. We'll get to the rest of it at the end of the show. So what I was going to do is, I kind of think, you bet on this Tuesday. Who has done the best so far at karaoke on the show? Give me two names. And Femi, like you and me could be two of the names also.
I'm going to exclude myself. I'm not going to put myself. I'm going to say Addie and Bill are the two for me.
What?
Yeah. Wait, you want me to explain why? Or do you?
I don't understand. How could you say Bill? How could you say that?
Did you not hear him rap? Yeah, sounded like 80s. I enjoyed his Curtis Blow style rap. Maybe that's just musical taste. You don't like that
Addie,
style of rap?
It's Addie, like. It's Addie and Jake were the two best. Right?
I thought Jake was very good as well. Yeah.
Here's what I want to do.
Two. I gave you two names. That's what you asked.
Here's what I want to do. Okay, so they have an option. You guys can either do Evanescence, Bring Me to Life as a duo, or you can go against each other and give us like 15 to 30 seconds each of a song, and then we will decide who the karaoke You Better You Bet champion is. What would you guys like to do? This is where, like, I need someone to crack the microphone and say something. This is an audio medium, guys.
Head to head. We'll do head to head. Head to head. Good answer.
I gotta be honest. I don't understand what the hell's wrong with all. You know I love you guys. Like, this happens too much. Where, like, I ask people questions and no one says anything.
Crickets.
How is that possible?
It's the whole texting generation. This Gen Z stuff, okay. Man.
All right. Head to head. I thought Evanescence was a good idea. I really do. All right. Who goes first, Femi? You pick. Addie or Jake?
I'll say Jake goes first because Jake went first yesterday. So Jake goes first.
Now, Addie's given us a couple songs. Sorry. What song did Jake do yesterday? Oh, he did. Natasha Bedingfield Unwritten.
Yep.
Jake, can I pick the song for you?
I had one in mind, but sure.
Well, what did you have in mind?
One Last Breath by Creed, famously from 2001.
Oh, it's a good song, man. Hold me now. I was going to say, could you do, and I don't know what the name of the Fall Out Boy song is, but the one that's, is it more than I bargained for? Yeah. That was
going
to be my
Sugar,
choice.
We're going
you can
down
do whatever swinging. You want. Dude, a great karaoke. I've done that song at karaoke before. It's a
other
great
Sugar
song.
We're going down.
All right. Go ahead. at any point in the song you want to pick it up.
Sure. I'll start from the beginning because that's the banger line. Am I more than you bargained for yet? I've been dying to tell you anything you want to hear because that's just who I am this week. Lie in the grass next to the mausoleum. I'm just a notch in your bedpost, but you're just a line in a song.
It's a line in a song.
Drop a heart. Break a name. We're always sleeping in and sleeping for the wrong team. We're going down in an earlier round, and sugar, we're going down swinging.
I'll be your number one with a bullet. A loaded God complex, cock it and pull it. Great. Oh, that's a great job by Jake. Addie,
you're
up.
There you go.
I feel like I'm following Barry Manilow here. Okay, I'm going to go back to, like, my southern roots. This is Patsy Cline. Here's how it goes. I said, blue moon of Kentucky, keep on a shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on a shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. There you go. Thank you.
All right. Well, like Addie actually has.
Addie's like actually.
Like, yeah, Addie's good too. Like,
I can
like
see.
Jake, listen, like Jake, you performed very well.
But Addie's actually a good singer.
Yeah. Like, Addie's actually a good singer. She said Patsy Cline, and I'm like, well, like that sucks. And then
and then
did
she
well.
Sang.
Here's what Femi doesn't know. On the other side, Femi's up.
Oh come on.
So Femi, you have the break to figure out what song you will do. And then we're going to give you the bets that we're looking at for week 15. And honestly, we probably do have to talk a little Major League Baseball. So we got a jam-packed yes. next segment of the show. Coming up next here on a Tuesday, You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All our bets for tonight, 20 minutes from now. NFL Week 15, this segment. We'll talk some baseball this segment also. But first, Femi has had the entire break to think about what song he would like to sing on You Better You Bet karaoke. Femi, and it cannot be Brian McKnight started back at one.
No, that has since been retired. We'll not be doing that one. I'm not going to do Blitzkrieg Bop either, but I will do this song, though. It's 7 o'clock on the dot. I'm in my drop top cruising the streets. Oh, yeah. I got a real pretty, pretty little thing that's waiting for me. I pull up anticipating some good love. Don't keep me waiting. I got plans to put my hands in places I never seen. Girl, you know what I mean. Now let me take you to a place nice and quiet. Okay, I don't have to do the rest.
Okay.
It's one of my favorites. Usher, Nice and Slow is one of my favorites from back in the day.
So now there's only one thing that needs to happen from here.
Mm-hmm.
Addy versus Femi.
Come on.
Addy, you're up first. Has to be a new song. Yes, you're both actually good. Addy, you're up first. And then Femi, you have to think about what song you want to do. Addy, you are up. You have to give us a different song than you've done before.
I think I've already sang like three times today. Defer to Mike
guess
Brown?
What? No, there is a number that comes after three. That number is four. And so you're up.
No, I would like this to be Femi first. Thank you.
Oh, so, no, whoa, but you will whoa, go whoa, after no, Femi.
Yeah, I'll go after Femi. I'm just intimidated.
Okay, well, give me, I don't know. I don't have a song off the top of my head. Give me a song. It could be R&B. It could be, I don't know.
What genre would you like? You want to do R&B?
Yeah, R&B would be preferred. Yeah, R&B. Okay. Or I mean, it could be pop if you want.
Tyler, pop on. What's a good R&B song for Femi to do?
Can you do any Neo? Can you do any Miss Independent?
Oh, I don't
know.
I don't know if I got Neo in my
With
bag.
With You by Chris Brown? Can you do anything like
that? Are there any Chris Brown songs you could do?
Let me see here.
Chris. All of Me by John Legend?
I hate that
John
song.
Legend has some up.
Ordinary People?
Not a big John.
Ordinary People's people, good song. Maybe.
Ordinary People or like say yeah, let's do Ordinary
what about,
People. I gotta pull
what
up.
About Diary by Alicia Keys?
I cannot do Alicia Keys unless you want me to do like Empire State of Mind or something like that. I don't think anybody wants that.
Addy, have you thought of what song you'd like to do? Well, because I kind of like sprung that on you guys at the last second here.
Yeah, I did think of a song I can do. Do you want me to go first?
Okay.
Please. Like everyone here is really smart. Can we all just like please collectively use our brains? Like
Nick, some of us are nervous. Some of us are nervous, okay?
Nervous about. You have a great voice. There's nothing to be nervous about.
Okay. This is Bring It On Home by Sam Cooke. Do y'all know that song?
No, but like I thought I was gonna hate Patsy Cline and I really liked it.
Okay. If you ever change your mind about leaving me behind, baby, bring it to me, bring your sweet loving, bring it on home to me, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, well.
I think I have to go home and tell my wife I'm in love with Addy. Like her voice is unbelievable.
It is very good.
Like Addy, like you have a great voice. No BSing here. I actually think Femi has a great voice too.
Femi does have a great voice. Thank you.
He does.
That was my eighth grade year in choir, and that was that. Okay, well let's see how this goes. I'll do ordinary people. John Legend. I'll do Ordinary People.
Oh, that's a tough man. This is like difficulty level, like up to the max here.
Let's give it a go, shall we? Addy set the bar, so I mean we got to come heavy here. All right, here we go. Girl, I'm in love with you. This ain't the honeymoon. We're past the infatuation phase. Right in the thick of love. At times we get sick of love. Seems like we argue every day. I know I misbehave and you made your mistakes and we both still got room left to grow. And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first and we'll make this thing work. But I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go. 'Cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow. Whoa, 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 whoa. This time we'll take it slow. All right. That is my John Legend. I don't think done John Legend at an actual karaoke, so that was a YBYB first here.
That was great. I feel like I escaped from this without having to like do anything. I feel like I'm like the big winner here.
You did. Yeah. And wait till Thursday, because I'm not on the show tomorrow, but wait till Thursday. Well, Nick Costos is Thursday karaoke.
Do you want me to do something now? You can pick.
Yeah.
We can wait till Thursday. Well, it's up to you.
Do you have a song in mind? Because I don't know. Because I feel like you have like a wide range of musical genre that you like.
I could do whatever. I could do Christmas songs. I could pretty much do whatever.
Let's do. Give me something like '90s. Like whether it could be rock, it could be hip hop, it could be pop.
I could do Frank Sinatra my way. I could do like It's a Wonderful World.
Sinatra. I mean.
Okay, I'll do my way. I'm like 99% sure I know all the lyrics, but I'm just gonna pull this up.
Someone's gonna do Touch My Body by the end of the week.
No, well, I'm not. I don't know the lyrics. No, I don't want to do My Way. I want to do what's the Sinatra song that I want to do?
I do New York.
That's Life. That's exactly right. I want to do That's Life.
There you go.
Okay, ready? Okay. All right, ready? But Addy, can you, Mike, will the delay be too bad if Addy does the female backups? So like when I do the first That's Life, like can Addy go, That's Life? Is the delay too bad? Can we get away with it or no?
We can try it, and only one way to find out, and that's to try.
All right. All right. I'll wait. I'll wait for it. Ready? Okay. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune when I'm back on top in June. I say that's life.
That's life.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream, but I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this final world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing, each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life. All right.
Let's go.
Now, listen, I know I'm not a good singer, but I try and make up for it with my performance.
Yes. And I felt like you did. I felt like you did. I love our crew. We got like this was. We need like a YB,
you,
YB, like,
are you,
karaoke.
Are you going to all cry or something? Like, you're, this no, is like.
No, well, Willow's at the vet now. So my wife might cry with the vet bill that she got. But we need like a YB, YB. If we could ever all get in like one place, which I don't know will ever happen, but like that would be, we'd have a time.
If you were going to give me, I was going to do Nat King Cole, the Christmas song. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. But Sinatra was a great choice. Okay.
Also a tough song.
I've practiced like a million times. That's probably the song I sing the most, just like in like my regular life.
Day to day.
Great song. Yeah. All right. You bet on this Tuesday. What are some bets you're eyeing, Femi, for week 15 in the NFL?
Two that I've made and a couple of them that I'm eyeing. But the first one I made, this is a gross one. I don't know if anybody's going to want to dabble in this one. And actually, I'm looking at the betting market right now, and it does not exist, but it might come back at some point. But I took 10 with Arizona. They got blown out. It was really bad. But that was against the Rams' explosive offense. Houston's offense, as we've seen in the last like 3, 5, or 4 weeks or so, even though they've been winning, it's not a super explosive offense. And I do think that like your theory, Nick, of the Cardinals – last week notwithstanding, like they usually play games close. So I took 10 with Arizona on the road. They tend to play better on the road as well, especially at that road dog roll. So 10 for me against Arizona. And then the game that I've been eyeing for a couple of weeks here, I think Detroit's going to beat the Rams. So I took 6. Whoa. And I also bet money line. Yeah. Yeah. I'm here. I think like this Rams every like oh Rams best team in the league. In a couple of weeks, we're not going to be saying that because the Lions are going to beat them on Sunday. I took six and money line plus 225. I think Detroit's pass rush, and we saw them against Dallas. I know that was at home. They had the home crowd that helped out as well. But like this pass rush can get after Matthew Stafford, and I think the Lions offense with Amon-Ra St. Brown, he looked 100% to me last Thursday. J-Mo's coming into his own. I think the Detroit Lions, knowing that this is a gotta have it game, I think you see the best of the Lions, and I think their best might catch the Rams off guard a little bit, and I think the Lions beat the Rams. So those are the two bets that I've made, a couple more that I'm monitoring, but those are ones that I've made already.
All right, I'm going to roll through a couple, give you some thoughts here. I think the Patriots are going to beat the Bills.
Pick them game.
Start there. Yeah. The Ravens are 2.5-point road favorites in Cincinnati. The Bengals are going to beat them, right?
Yes. I mean, you know how I feel about Cincinnati.
But again, I'll say the same thing I said heading into Thanksgiving. It's nothing to do with Cincinnati. Like, Lamar's not healthy.
Yeah.
So
I don't know what's going on with him.
I have not bet the Bengals yet, but just saying, like, that would be my... And I'll do one more for three? Now and then.
Because I haven't bet it yet either, but I'm, like, holding out for a three. I'm hoping that we get one. But
I doubt it. I mean, who knows? Like, we'll see. We'll see what the injury report has to hold. And just one other thought, and then I'll do like a full like it move tomorrow on the show. The Giants are favored.
Coming up to
I just like disagree with that as just like a general rule. I don't care who plays quarterback for the Commanders. I get a plus money price for a team to beat the team that never wins. Okay. I'll bet Washington.
Who's a better quarterback, though, between Dart and Mariota? I mean, it's Dart.
Yeah, Dart. Yeah, the Femi. Femi, the Giants never win.
I know.
And Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury... This might as well be like Bill Parcells and Bill Walsh going up against Mike Kafka and the Giants.
Well, hopefully Abdul Carter's on time to his meetings. Maybe he'll be locked.
I kind of hope he isn't. I want them to be very embarrassed. Last thought here. The Dodgers signed Edwin Diaz today, 3 years, $69 million. Nice. Two thoughts as a result of that. Number one, like, should we even play the baseball season this year? Are the Dodgers just going to win again? Yes. And the other is, I love how the Mets, and I'm going to do like a little bit of a New York thing here for a second, so everyone bear with me. Mm-hmm. I just love how the Mets have, I don't want to call him like a wannabe Steinbrenner because he's got way more money than George ever did, but you got like this owner that Mets fans want to prop up. It's like, they always, the next time, the Mets are the new Yankees. Like, great, okay. You went out and you got Juan Soto and you paid all the money and that was awesome. Your GM is like a Moneyball penny pinching general manager, and you brought Devin Williams in, which is fine if Devin Williams is pitching the eighth, not the ninth, and you let Edwin Diaz walk. And I understand they made Diaz an offer for 3 for $66. If you are the Mets and you've got all this money and you know what your fan base wants off a terrible year, you offer Diaz 3 years like $80 million. You make him stay in New York. You make him stay in Queens. And then you have Williams. I like Devin Williams as an eighth inning guy. Not a ninth inning guy. Mm-hmm. Not a ninth inning guy. Mets fans, and I know a lot of them obviously growing up here in New York, are apoplectic today with this organization for letting Edwin Diaz sign with the Dodgers. So, I mean, we'll see like what else the Mets do. I just like, why are we even playing the season? Like, the Dodgers are just going to win again, right?
Yeah, I mean, it just feels like to me that other teams aren't trying. That's what I texted you guys earlier this morning when I saw the notification that they were signing Diaz. I'm like, are we just going to all let the Dodgers get all the good players? Like, nobody else has money. Nobody else can spend. Like, come on. And that was, if Skubal maybe gets dealt, because like, oh, the Tigers can't afford to pay Skubal. Why can't you? He's 29 years old in the prime of his career, two-time Cy Young. Pay the dude. You just were in the ALDS in October and went to the wire with the Mariners. You could have been in the ALCS. And now you just want to punt on the future because we want to save money. Get out of here, man. Like, kudos to the Dodgers for doing it. And for the other 29 teams, shame on you.
The Tigers president of baseball operations, Scott Harris, saying that Skubal, not that they're looking to trade him, but every player is available. To me, that reads as, come make us a Godfather offer for Tarik Skubal and we'll consider dealing him. On the other side, all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, Knicks, Raptors, NBA Cup, and a loaded slate in college hoops.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I have some thank yous to Dole before we wrap up the terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet with all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. Two terrific guests joined us on the show today. Odyssey Sports NFL insider Mark Schlereth, who described himself as the Jason Bourne of pooping. Quote, 7 minutes. What was it until I hit until
a touch cloth.
Until I honest dude. Honestly, it's like revolting.
Love you, Stan.
And I think poop humor is very funny.
Boomer,
bad word. It's a Maybe. Sneaker brand. Everyone knows that. Mark Schlereth and Matt Moore. Action Network, Buckets Podcast, Locked On NBA, talking NBA. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, who wrapped the Super Bowl shuffle earlier, didn't do a bad job. It was actually pretty good. Our technical director is Tyler Morales, who originally embarrassed himself with his rendition of So Sick by Neo and was able to pull it out of the fire a little bit. Tomorrow on the show, Tyler will sing Sexy Love by Neo in its entirety. Because this show keeps him sprung and it coming back to you.
Yeah. Birthday
Our engineer is take us on. Yeah. Oh, I forgot. How old are you, Tyler?
31.
You old son of a bitch. This is how I know.
Who's counting?
Because my sister. What year? Next year's 26. 2026. My sister's. Wow. My little sister is going to be 40 next year. She's 86. I'm 83. Like, things like that make me feel older. Like, I'll be 43 next year. My sister being 40 makes me feel like Tyler being 31 makes me feel old. The show started. Tyler was like, I guess he was 25 technically. But man, it's just like, wow. Tyler, you grew up on this show. You're screwed, dude.
I know I am.
You got to be burnt out, man. We're doing this show for 6 years straight. Happy birthday to our friend Tyler Morales. Our engineer, Jake Hassan, who absolutely brought the house down today with his rendition of Sugar, We're Going Down Swinging by Fall Out Boy. And our video producer, God's Perfect Creation, Downtown Mike Brown. I don't even know what that was. It was so bad. I just let it continue. Thank you, Mike. And our associate producer, Brad Evans is with us. Brad, would you like to hear Addie Bates sing? Our associate producer.
She gave us a little bit of a tease yesterday, and I feel that she might have an angelic voice. So I demanded, sing, Addie, sing!
All right. Well, yes, Brad has decided to go full Brad Evans in this request. Addie, I will give you the option to say no this time.
No.
Okay. Addie has declined the offer. She is our associate producer. Coming up after us is a 4-hour live betting extravaganza known as BetMGM. Tonight, our friend Brad Evans is here. Hello, Brad. Happy Tuesday.
Hola, amigos. Happy Team Levos Tuesday. You fine, gents?
I heard a rumor that you were interested in rapping Gin and Juice on the show.
No, I'd rather sing Night Ranger, Sister Christian. And you're like, what's that, man? I'm not familiar with that song.
Go ahead.
Well, I only know like the main chorus, and I just like to say it. So here we go. Motorin, what's your price for flight? You're finding Mr. Right. That's all I remember. Be all right tonight. I think that's it.
Yeah, so you know three lines.
But it's a banger.
Who's your favorite band? Who's your favorite band of all time?
All time? I've seen like 8 or 9 times in concert. U2. Every time.
Why don't you sing a U2 song?
Yeah. Okay. What U2 song should Brad sing? It's a Beautiful Day.
No.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah,
I'll start. God, no. It's the most overplayed U2 song in the history of man.
Who cares? Everyone knows it.
Uno knows Trace Catorce. You could go that route with a little Vertigo and the broken Spanish that Bono has.
Give me Vertigo.
I'm not singing. I don't know the lyrics unless I hear the music in my head.
Hold on. It comes up on the stormy ground. Come on.
Dude, that is the most overrated U2 song of all freaking time.
Okay, how about With or Without You, which is my favorite U2 song?
Oh, great. It is a terrific song.
Just a little With or Without You. Why not? Come on.
No, because I am not going to tear up a song of tremendous value in my life for your personal enjoyment.
It's not just my enjoyment.
It's the audience's enjoyment also. You're a paid entertainer, Brad.
Yeah, and I'm pushing back. Pushing back. You know what I could do? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Little Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel.
Addie keeps writing, is Numb a U2 song? Because that makes me want to do Numb by Linkin Park. You like Linkin Park?
No.
It's unfortunate. I kind of want to do a Linkin Park song. All right. What's the best bet for tonight, Brad?
Can you hit the streams to Linkin Park real quick?
What song do you want me to do by Linkin Park?
I don't know. I don't know any Linkin Park songs. I just know the screaming from Linkin Park.
I know the words to like every song on the first two albums for sure.
Oh, impressive. Very much.
They have a collab with Jay-Z, Linkin Park.
I really like them. Well, that's Numb. Yeah. Trying to be what you want me to be. It's a great song, man. Yeah, it's a great song.
That was a popular song.
I've become so numb. What's the best bet, Brad, in the world of sports?
Bets are going to make you numb unless you maybe follow me and it fails miserably. I'm going to go with the Florida Gators tonight, guys. I took them at +4.5, taking on the UConn Huskies. And a lot of people say, hey, they're inside MSG and all the Huskies do is mush. Huskies mush. But for strange, demented reasons, I believe the backcourt of the Florida Gators is actually going to show up. Boogie Flan looked really damn good. And Cameron Indoor against Duke, if that version arrives and we get, I don't know, maybe 8 to 12 points out of Xavier Lee, that's all I'm asking. With a dynamite front court of Florida, they're going to hang tough in this one, if not outright upset. You heard that correctly, folks. Outright upset, a semi-home game of the UConn Huskies. They're inside the Gadden. So I'm going to take Florida +4.5 against UConn tonight, my best bet in the world of college basketball.
Man, I might like the same bet. We will find out in moments. Brad, have a great show tonight on BetMGM tonight. We will catch up with you tomorrow on Hump Day.
ILL -2.5 against Ohio State. I'm out.
Brad Evans here with us on the show. BetMGM tonight follows us here on the BetMGM network. I considered Ohio State plus the points in that game. I laid off. I guess the markets moved towards Ohio State, right? All right. We'll drop the dope ass beat. We'll give you our thoughts on college hoops tonight. I like the Knicks. Do you like the Knicks also, Femi, against the Raptors in the NBA?
Yeah, I'll tell you on the Knicks. Yeah. This RJ Barrett angle seems to be the nuts. So, yeah, I'll tell you with the Knicks.
All right, so both of us on the Knicks tonight laying it on the road in Toronto against the Raptors to advance to Vegas, the semifinals of the NBA Cup. How's it going with the Magic and the Heat at the moment?
I'd like to rescind the bet that I placed about an hour ago. Miami's up 32-20 early in the second quarter. It's early.
Oh, but, dude, not, it's so not a great early. Start.
Yeah, it's NBA so games don't start until 5 minutes ago in the fourth quarter. So we still got some time left. But yeah, a little bit of a hole as Jaime Jaquez goes right to the cup.
All right, let's drop the dope ass beat and we'll give you our college basketball bets. All right, today's NBA Odds Boost token belongs on the starting five. Use your token to get a bigger payout on a winning NBA bet. Make it legendary. With BetMGM, download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. Don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Femi broke down the Heisman Trophy market earlier in the day. People need to check that out. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcast. All right, got a couple huge college basketball games for tonight, Femi. We have Illinois at Ohio State. Brad talked about that game. He likes the Illini. I'll be passing that game. I'm with Brad. And it's like a home game for UConn, so it never makes you feel good. UConn's playing in Madison Square Garden. I think Florida was so impressive on the road in Cameron Indoor against Duke, almost beating Duke in that game. I'm going to take the points with the Gators. Florida plus 3.5 against UConn. It's the small bet. I don't feel great about it, but I feel like I have to put my money where my mouth is on the Florida Gators being maybe not as good as UConn, but like plus 3.5, lose by a possession, I'll take it. I'll take the Gators plus the 3.5.
Yeah, I mean, this Florida team is going to be right there in the end again like they were last year when they won the national title. It's pretty impressive here. I like the over in that game. Nothing for me with Illinois and Ohio State. I'm going to bet the over, though, in Florida and UConn. I know Florida got it done with defense against Duke last week. I think they're going to have to match UConn offensively in this game, and I could see Florida, who usually likes to kind of get up and down a little bit with the tempo. So give me over 144.5. UConn feels really at home at MSG, so let's go with some points tonight in the doubleheader, the nightcap of this doubleheader for the Jimmy V Classic. So over for me.
Michigan is already up 9 on Villanova.
Dude, I've been watching them a little bit here. Like, they're incredible. They're so big, they're long, like defense. Yeah, it's, I don't know, I haven't seen a better team yet so far in college basketball. I know it's early, but so far.
And for people that want to bet Florida, people that want to bet Florida like I do, the number's out to 4.5 right now at MGM.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe Reed has been ruled in for UConn. Yeah.
Let's
see. Tarris Reed's playing tonight. I think that number might go up. Like, honestly, you can wait a little bit and get a better number on Florida. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like the bet as much.
You gonna go like what, half unit, quarter unit to feel alive? Or you just pull the plug entirely?
No, I mean, I'll still bet it just because I would like to have action. But you can
just bet it small. Just bet it small.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
A crazy.
I'm a little concerned.
Or bet the over. Root for points. Like I am.
Yeah. All right. I'll stick with my Florida bet. I'm going to wait and see if I can get the best number. I think it might actually go up a little bit. And I've got Michigan right now and I got the Knicks tonight.
Knicks, those are my bets for out to 6, a pretty sharp sportsbook here in Vegas.
Would anyone like to do karaoke to close?
I don't know if I'm going to be doing any karaoke. I think we have a crew that is eager to belt out some
Mike
tunes.
Brown? Mike Brown, would you like to take us? Would you like to end the show, Mike?
I already sang Superman. You know what? I'll do the other Superman. Finish the trifecta. I can't stand to fly. I'm not that naive.
Put yourself on camera, Mike. And end the show.
The better part of me. I'm more than a bird. I'm more than a plane. I'm more than some silly face that's got a train. And it's not easy to be me.
We'll see you tomorrow on a Wednesday. Until then, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats when he bets. The absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.